Well, Martin, delighted you could join us for our championship preview on whatever about the thoughts about maybe playing a championship this early, but certainly one fun thing for sure anyway, this weekend it's championship weather.
Absolutely. Well, I think the weather all week, Tom, has everybody waiting for Saturday and Sunday to come to get the championship up and running. I think people are delighted. I mean, I think once the sun's high in the sky, everybody thinks of championship football, and it couldn't come in a better week, as I say, so everybody's just raring to go.
And before we look at the groups and the potential runners and riders and what the early tea leaves are saying in terms of this scenario where we play around now and we don't play around again for what, 2 or 3 months maybe, at the earliest, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, it's not ideal, Tom. You know, the thing is, I know people say, look at it, it's the same hand dealt every team, but realistically for managers it's difficult, because you know you're trying to get a team ready up to championship pace for one game. And really what you're doing then is you're taking the foot off the pedal then. I mean, there's no way you can kind of continue from your first game, keep the training at a high tempo and be in championship form, and you can maintain it if you do get a run in the championship. I mean, realistically, teams do have to take a wee break, I think, after the first round of the championship and get themselves, as I say, refreshed and regrouped and get ready to go again. And you're nearly coming down a level, as I say, for a couple of weeks, and then you have to raise the bar again, you know, to get up to that level again. So it's definitely difficult, you know. But I know people say, look, everybody's dealt the same hand, but I think ideally you want championship running, and you want it running to finish, you know, when it starts. You know.
Yeah, yeah. And in terms of. You know, as we said, you know, obviously the obvious choice there is really, you know, play it all together, and then you have a whole rush thing, and that we had a couple of years ago where, you know, there was games, maybe replays had to be played midweek. That's not the ideal scenario either. So it's a difficult one to square.
Listen, it definitely is, and in fairness to them, you know, the county board are trying their best, as they say, to you know, to get it all right, you know. And in fairness, all teams can do is kind of work with it, you know. But you know, the county board have given the choices to the clubs to come up with a different scenario, and in fairness, they haven't come back obviously with anything better yet when we're still here, you know.
And so, tell me, even though it is early, how important is an opening day win, a first round win?
Oh, I think it's vital, because you know, you're looking at for big guns, you know, your top 4 to 5 teams, you know, a defeat on the first day and you're under pressure straight away. You know, you're going back in and all summer, you're playing league games, and really, you know, the pressure's on. Your next two outings in the championship have to be victories. And, you know, I think it's good for teams, maybe mediocre teams, teams maybe that are not expected to win their first game. If they get a victory, it's a huge boost to them, knowing that all summer then they can focus and then maybe target one of the other two games and put all their eggs in one basket and get that one victory. But realistically, you know, bar you know, points, different things, you got two victories in a group will set you on the road.
And you mentioned the groups. We'll quickly run through the groups. You have Group A, which is Mallon, Sean McCool, St Michael's, and Bundoran. Then you have Group B, Burt, Killybegs, Termin, Neamurra. Group C are Dra, Glenswilly, Guidore and Kilcar. And Group D is Neve Connell, St Eunan's, Four Masters and Dunlow. Let's start with Group A. What's the early form suggesting?
Well, I mean, to come out of Group A, you're probably looking, obviously St Michael's are going to be the favourites, you know. I mean, they're away at McCool's at the weekend. I mean, they'll be looking for a good start there. Realistically, after that, you know, I would imagine the other three teams will fancy themselves, you know. McCool's obviously in Division 2, Mal not going well in Division 2, but I mean, they're not going to fear any of the other teams in the group as such. So really, I can see St Michael's. Bundoran obviously playing Division 1, more than holding their own in Division 1. Good victory against Neve Connell last week. Probably I would fancy St Michael's and Bundoran to come out of Group A. When the dust settles,
yeah. Group B, Burt, of course, won the Intermediate Championship for the first time last year. You've got Killybegs. That game, they're not playing this weekend because of Donegal's Nicky Rackard commitments in the hurling. Right. Termin and Neve Murrah, that's Group B.
Yeah. Group B, I suppose, is probably a strange one in a way that you have two Division 2 teams and two Division 3 teams in Group B, which is, you know, well,
Division 3 teams probably unheard of.
It's unheard of. And I suppose it's funny in a way when you think of Milford are playing in Division 1, and you have two teams playing Division 3 in the Senior Championship, and Milford are Intermediate Championship. So I suppose if anybody maybe came from the outside and looked at the leg of that, they probably wouldn't make head or tail of it. But I suppose that's the way it just works out. Obviously, Bert being Intermediate Champions and that, you know. In that group, obviously, it's completely wide open. Now, I probably do fancy Terman. You know, with maybe with experience, Division One experience and everything, you know, from the last couple of years, and that probably to see them through. And I think probably even Kelly Beggs. I would expect probably Kelly Beggs to come out of it as well. They're away at Burt in the first game when it does eventually come. But I would expect Terman and Kelly Beggs to come out of that, Tom.
And then we group on to Group C, and it's Ardra, Linswilly, Gweedore, Kilcar. Of course, we're playing in the big game at the weekend. Tight enough group, certainly.
As I say, your so-called group of death. You know, and Ardra, you know, are obviously Division 2, in the middle of three big guns as such. But, you know, Ardra, I'm not fearing any of them. I mean, you know, Ardra are going to Glenswilly at the weekend, and they more than always hold their own with Glenswilly, so they're not fear that game in any shape or form. Obviously, Kilcar, Gweedore, a lot expected of Gweedore this year, expectations high. Kilcar, obviously a big disappointment from last year. And, of course, Glenswilly is a matter of if they can repeat the same appetite as last year. Probably, you know, it's maybe harsh even maybe to be saying, thinking that Glenswilly wouldn't make it, but I just think with Gweedore having two home fixtures in the group is a big plus to them. Now, I know obviously they play Glenswilly at home, but I just think this year, if any year, you know, they have to step up with so many under-21s, so many quality the county players at senior and under-21 level, that I think this has to be a year for them to step up. And obviously Kilcar. So I actually fancy Kilcar and Gweedore to come out of Group C.
Yeah. And then we're moving on to Group D. Of course, your own, Niamh Connell, St. Eunan's are the big two, Four Masters and Dunlow make up that group.
Absolutely. And, you know, like Dunlow home to Niamh Connell at the weekend, will not fear that in any shape or form either, you know. I mean, they had one or two good results and things kind of didn't go right for them against Glenswilly. Niamh Connell, poor result against Bundoran last week, a lot of injuries. They probably need other men to step up, whether that'll happen or not. Four Masters relying probably Carol Lacey, still, you know, Kevin McBrearty, Conor McDade, against Eunan's. I mean, Eunan's obviously are just, you know, they've got a huge panel, huge quality throughout, you know. Probably Eunan's, I would expect, and Niamh Connell, and seeing Niamh Connell, maybe not on the basis that we're, you know, that Niamh Connell are setting the world alight, but I just think maybe experience will pull it through for them, you know. Yeah, yeah. So I expect Eunan's and Niamh Connell to come out of that group, Tom.
Yeah, and just quickly running through the games at the weekend, and we'll start with the first one. It's actually in Group B. It's the only game on Saturday evening. The other six are on Sunday afternoon. It's Terman at home to Niamh Murrah.
That's right, Terman. You know, I just think Terman's experience, you know, they're just kind of, I suppose, probably holding their own in Division 2 at the minute. They have two victories out of two, but, you know, we all know Terman, even last year, Gweedore went down to them and came away empty-handed in the championship. And Terman do lift themselves for a championship, there's no doubt about that. Niamh Murrah, you know, are you know, playing Division 3 now. And I would probably expect them to kind of come out of Division 3, you know, when it all settles again, you know. I mean, Ollie McGarvey will have them right. There's no doubt about that. But I just think probably on the day, the home advantage would be the big factor there. And I think Terman will be just maybe slightly too strong for them.
And back to Division or Group A, and of course again that's the group with Mallon, McCool's, St Michael's, and Bundoran. And we'll start with Bundoran and Mallon. That game is in Bundoran.
That's right. Well, you know, we were in Bundoran last week watching Bundoran against Niamh Connell. You know, and Bundoran were very, very impressive. Jamie Brennan, you know, is a handful, and he's going to be a huge, you know, a huge ask for Mallon to take care of on them. On Sunday, definitely. Gary Clancy, you know, sliding around the middle of the field. You have Shane McGowan bombing up all over the place from number six. I mean, even their character last week, they were 5 points down against Niamh Connell midway through the second, or midway through the first half, and then before half time they ended up 5 points up. So they're definitely, you know, they're definitely playing a strong game at the minute, you know. Especially, I mean, they're defeated in the first home game at home to Milford, but they've certainly turned the corner since, you know. Now Mallon, you know, on the other hand, then, I mean, you know, they're sitting bottom of Division Two. I mean, obviously the soccer, you know, is a huge factor there, you know, with Glengad and that, you know. But I mean, Championship is completely different. I mean, Declan Walsh and the ball will all be bombing for Championship. There's no doubt about that. Especially when you think of it, last year went to the semi final, narrowly beaten by Glen Swally. Just going on form, I think Bundoran probably will edge it. Just on the basis of it, probably that result last week is a huge boost to them, and it'll have them really, really fired up, you know.
And the other game in that group is the one you mentioned, McCool's at home to St Michael's, one of your fancy teams in McCool Park.
Aye, definitely St Michael's. You know, St Michael's are probably fancy themselves strongly. You know, St Michael's will be very disappointed, obviously, with last year. You know, with they were in the so-called group of death last year, and obviously, you know, didn't come out of the group. You know, so they're going to have a big appetite this year, I think. You know. McCool's, on the other hand, are, you know, they've four defeats out of six in the league so far. And, of course, the big factor there is Marty O'Reilly, whether he's going to be able to perform or not. You know, he's hamstring trouble. I mean, if he doesn't play, they're going to be in big trouble. If he does, you know, obviously it's a huge boost to them. I probably think, though, even if he does play, St Michael's are going to be too strong with, you know, Colm Anthony and Michael Langan, and Daniel McLaughlin's back on form again. Christy Toy, you know, he's been injured, and I'm not sure if he's back for Sunday or not. But either way, I think St Michael's will be too strong.
And we leave Group C for a moment. We move on to Group D and Niamh Connell and Dunloe. And I know this was one you have to be very careful of, because
how you go
about on this one.
Yeah, that's for sure. As I say, look at Paddy McGowan, and you know, he's going to have Dunloe right up there for this game, you know, and there'll be very little to lift the boys for this game home to Niamh Connell, you know. I mean, they're playing well, and I'm sure, you know, Paddy will say maybe they stuttered a bit against Glen Swally in the league last week, which, you know, had the Michael Murphy factor, I suppose, you know. Now they have Corey back operating in Corey Galler, and he's vital to them, you know. And you know, you still have Raymond and Sean Sharkey and Doherty, and a couple of them still there, you know, and real experienced players, you know. And young Rogers is a great keeper, you know, great kick out, can pinpoint anybody, you know. For our own fellas, you know, I suppose last week, look at, maybe it'll be the, you know, up in Bundoran, it was a poor result as such. You know, Bundoran played well, obviously we didn't play that well, but maybe the injuries are a big factor with us too. But look at, maybe it was a, you know, the weak kick that they needed maybe to get things going this week. I probably fancy maybe Niamh Connell slightly now, and the only reason I'm saying that is just maybe experience. Do you know what I mean? I think maybe the experience maybe just carry them through very narrowly on the day, Tom.
And when you mentioned Niamh Connell injuries, you're talking about Leo McLoone, Marty Boyle, Seamus Corcoran. They're just three.
John O'Malley has been out injured as well in the last week or two. Darragh Gallagher isn't back training yet either, you know. And they're all quality players, like, you know, who you can't really do without as such. But, you know, it's the likes of Brendy and Brick and Aaron and Kieran Thompson. You know, these fellas need to just kind of probably step up and take the young fellas with them. You know, there's plenty of young fellas coming in there.
Yeah.
Young Logan Quinn and Paul McGinnis and a few of them, you know. And, you know, so obviously we'd be hoping that they will lift things, you know. But I think maybe just a bit of experience will help them, you know, everybody on the day. You know.
And Four Masters are at home to St Eunan's.
Well, Four Masters played Eunan's actually in the league last week. Now, Eunan's came away with just a 3-point victory, but what was interesting was that they had, you know, a lot of big guns on the sideline. Conal Dunn and Darren Mulgrew and Keelan Ward, Eamon Doherty, all obviously natural starters, you know, but them fellas will all be fielding without a doubt on Sunday, you know. But they are very strong throughout, there's no doubt about that. And I know the two boys, Eddie and Barry, will have them right for Sunday up in Four Masters. I think Four Masters will probably be up against it. You know, and I know they're going through a bit of a transition at the minute, you know. But I just think, you know, Eunice will have a big hunger too after the defeat to maybe the Niamh Connell last year. So the first thing obviously they'll want to do is get out of the group again, and they'll take that, and I think they'll get that started on Sunday.
And we move to Group C. That's the group of death, as you were mentioned, and you already mentioned that Linswilly host our draw on Sunday.
I do, Linswilly, it was funny, last year went up to Ardra in the first game of the championship and were defeated, and Ardra were the only team to defeat them. And I know Ardra definitely will go down to Linswilly. I know they went down a couple of years ago and beat them against the odds. And I think it was a semi-final then, maybe 3 or 4 years ago. They were narrowly beaten by Linswilly. You know, they're always thereabouts with Linswilly.
And there are teams like that, aren't there, that can...
Yeah, there are teams like that that have a wee thing that, you know, you can always thereabouts, and you can, and that there will stand Ardra going down to Glenswilly, I believe, anyway. I mean, if they have all their main men going well, I mean, young John Ross is in there, and he's playing very well, and the CG is going well. Big game for the likes of Ben McNeillis in the middle of the field. I think it'll be closer than what maybe people think. You know, people think just automatically Ardra Division 2, but I think it'll be close, but I think Linswilly will edge it.
Word is that Neil Gallagher is back training, not sure if he's going to be playing.
I can't see Big Neil, you know, being in the fray yet, to be honest, but I still think you will see him come the later side of the summer, but I'd be very surprised if he's feeling on Sunday. But even without Big Neil, there's a lot of men there to step up to, and I think Glenswally will just about do enough on the day.
And to Tony for the big one, Kilcar and Guidoor aside, you're fancying, but we've all been fancying them for a few years.
Aye, absolutely. Well, look, I suppose something has to give here. Kilcar, you know, they're you know, obviously they're going well enough in the league and that, you know, but they're always going to be thereabouts. I mean, after last year, I think, you know, the huge disappointment in Kilcar last year, the way things finished up. And obviously there's going to be huge hunger to get back into a final again. And I honestly think if they get into a final this year, I think it'll be very hard to stop. I think the experience from last year, you know, I think Ryan, there's word that Ryan will be back. Ryan, he's been a huge loss to them. Now Owen wasn't playing there for a couple of weeks as well, but I believe he's supposed to be back as well. But Kieran McGinley's flying, you know, Michael Hegarty, Stephen and Paddy all going well. I mean, they're going to be very hard to stop, realistic. Now, Guidoor, you know, look at the amount of talent they have down there is unbelievable. I mean, you know, the 15 that goes out on Sunday up in Townie, you know, they're going to have county experience of some shape or form throughout the whole lot of them, you know. I mean, I think they have to. Their time has to be here. Now, I honestly think this weekend they'll come up a wee bit short up in Kilcar, but because of their two home games then, I think that they'll lift themselves for the two home games. But I think for this weekend, I think Kilcar will edge it.